Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Dear friends, this morning I want to leave a verse with you. We have been through so much this past year, and our brother Alwyn on Monday morning outlined a lot of that that we have been through. And many times in all of this, I asked myself the question, how will this help the Christian church? The Church of Jesus Christ is in decline across the world. And will this coronavirus situation advance that downward slide, or will it increase the Church of God? Will it bring the Church of God into a nearer place with Him? And the verse that I want to leave with you this morning, I think, refers to one of the most important things in the Christian life, and that's our personal and private relationship with God. Our personal and private relationship with God. I think it was on the first Sunday of our new year that Pastor Anderson, teaching from that verse, teaching in the church from that verse, Ephesians 3:16, strengthened with all might by His Spirit in the inner man. He said a quote by Warren Wiesbe, "If the inner man is what it should be, the outer man will be okay." And I trust that I'm quoting that correctly. It is good and necessary to serve God, to attend to the fellowship of God's people, to listen to God's word preached. But I think first of all and over all of that is our personal relationship with God. Not the outward, but the inward life when we are alone with God. And that's what I call the PPP, the private place of prayer. James Montgomery, in his lovely hymn, James Montgomery that had connections to Grace Hill, in his lovely hymn in our hymn book, "Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of the hidden fire that trembles in the breast. Prayer is the Christian's vital breath, the Christian's native air, his watchword at the gates of death. He enters heaven with prayer. O thou by whom we come to God, the life, the truth, the way, the path of prayer thyself has trod, Lord, teach us how to pray." And the verse that I want to leave with you this morning, friends, is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." And friends, we all stand in great need of prayer. Chapters 5 to 7 of Matthew, we all know, is the Sermon on the Mount, and this verse is part of that. And it can be an area so neglected many times by us all, the private place of prayer. And these verses all around this verse are about the outer life and the inner life, the secret life, and only God and ourselves know about that. Over in Hebrews 4 and 12, we read that God is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Many times I think of Joseph, and why did Joseph cope so well with all his temptation? And I believe it was because his inner life was right with God. Many times I think of the harvest principle of Galatians 6:7. "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." I see people hurting themselves. I see people hurting others by their actions and by their words. But I well know that the same thing can happen to me. I think of poor Hannah in 1 Samuel in the temple, pouring out her heart to God in all her need. And Eli wasn't with it. He thought she was drunken, but she was doing business with God. And here we have the contrast between the real life and the false life, the real prayer and the good prayer, the real prayer and the false prayer. One thing is seen by God and is of great value, the real prayer, and the other is only seen by men and is of no value. And this, friends, is a serious thought for us this morning. And I want to look just at these verses, some of this, these verses. If you, we will not be able to expound it to any great detail this morning, but please, if you look at verse 5 and verse 7, the verses on either side of 6, it's a great help as well. The Lord takes it for granted that we have a private place of prayer. Because verse 5 says, when thou prayest. Verse 6 says, when thou prayest. And verse 7 says, when thou prayest. And the Lord takes it for granted that we have a private place of prayer. No such thing as a prayerless Christian. The Lord Jesus had a private place of prayer. Sometimes it was in the wilderness, sometimes in the mountain, and sometimes in the garden, but always shut in with God, his Father. And there's three actions in this verse. We have to enter in, we have to shut the door, and we have to pray. Pray to the Father. And what a joy it is, friends, this morning, that we can quote in this verse, pray to God, thy Father. And what a joy that is to us this morning, that we are part of God's family and brought into such a position at such a tremendous cost. And John 1 and 12 says, for as many as received him, to them give he power, to them give he the authority to become the sons of God, our second birth certificate. And Father, it's just tremendous that we can come into the presence of God and call him our Father, the high and holy sovereign God, that we sinful people can draw near to him with readiness and boldness, but with a deep sense of reverence. How unworthy we are, and how wonderful it is that we can come into the presence of such a one by that new and living way that was opened up for us at such tremendous cost. And we never lose the joy and thrill of such a relationship, a part of God's family. Something else in the verse, friends, we must be sincere. God tells us, if you look at the verses all around, not to be like the hypocrites. And that's an awful word. That just means play acting. And friends, people over in Matthew 15, we read where the Lord said, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me. And that's a terrible thing that would ever be levelled at us. And we must be sincere, and we must, the psalmist says, if we regard, in Psalm 66, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. And what else do we find in the verse? Not only sincerity, but we find privacy. We have to enter in. The Pharisees like to stand in the synagogues and the street corners where they could be seen of men. But we are to enter the closet and shut the door. It's privacy. And that's our private place of prayer. Our private place of prayer. We must have this time alone with God in the quiet place where we shut the door on the outside world. We shut the door on the problems and the things of life, and we come into just the presence of God and enjoy that peace of God and joy of God that will fill our souls. And friends, we struggle. We have to admit that we struggle with this private place of prayer. What else do we find, friends, in the verse? There's blessing in the verse. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There's that blessing in the verse, sincerity and privacy and blessing. And that's the promise. And through prayer brings reward and treasure in heaven. And look at the personal, all the little personal things in the verse. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. And friends, I leave that verse with you today. I trust that you will enjoy it. I trust that you have a private place of prayer, because the inner life is the secret with God. And that's the most important. Moses' face shone when he came from God's presence. In 2 Chronicles 22, we read that Jehoshaphat sought the Lord with all his heart. And another phrase that you'll find many times in the Old Testament, that they did not prepare their heart to seek God. They did not prepare their heart to seek God. Jehoshaphat prepared his heart, sought the Lord with all his heart. And friends, if we are too busy for the private place of prayer, then we are too busy. And I hope this morning that this verse will help us in our private place of prayer. I don't know if you have New Year resolutions or you have make commitments to God at any time, but friends, this is a commitment for a new year that would be a tremendous blessing to all of us. If the private place of it's the private place of prayer and the communion with God, and if we haven't got that and our communion with God isn't what it should be, we're not in a good place today. So I trust, and we think of that quote from Warren Wiesbe, if the inner life is what it should be, the outer life will be okay. I trust that you will enjoy this little verse today, Matthew 6 and 6. Please look at verse 5 and 7 and either side of it as well. It's just a lovely little verse for us today. Now we'll finish with a wee word of prayer, friends, this morning, and commit ourselves to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we bow reverently and humbly this morning in your presence. What a joy it is for us to come into the near place of the God of heaven. And Father, we thank thee that we are in such a position this morning that we can call thee our Father which art in heaven. Father, we praise you for the tremendous cost and the way that was opened up that sinful man could approach a holy and sovereign God. And Father, we do that this morning with reverence and holiness. And Father, we just seek your face. Father, we commend ourselves to thee today. We pray for our congregation. We pray for those working in hospitals. We pray for this virus situation. And Father, we pray that you'll help and protect your dear people and be with them. Father, we commit ourselves to thee. We thank thee for the light and blessing of a new day. And Father, as we progress into this new day, that we will continue to know God's help and God's goodness and God's blessing. Father, bless everyone that will listen to this thought for today. Bless them, our Father, and help them. And undertake for us all today as we lift our hearts in gratitude for all that the Saviour means to us today. And we give thanks and commit ourselves to the Lord again in the Saviour's worthy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.